Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And to get to again, I want to say thank you for being on the call this morning. This is Mindful Monday. We're being mindful of who God is in each and every one of us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We honor you, we bless your name, and we thank you, Father, that you have given us another breath of life, hallelujah, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father, for our co-founders, Ambassador Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for using them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We thank you for blessing their going out and blessing their coming in. We thank you, Father, for our Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon and the artist family, Lord. We thank you for each and every individual that's a part. Bless them, Lord, in every aspect of their lives. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for using us to the glory and honor of your name. We thank you in advance, Lord, for what you have for us this morning, your precious word. And we ask that you bless, Lord God, the deliverer this morning, that you keep her in every way, in every aspect of her life and her surroundings, Lord God. We thank you for delivering us, Lord, from all evil and placing us at the table, at your table, Father, and we will feast on your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless your name. Amen, amen. We will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there this morning?
I am, Minister Brenda Terrell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, my sister.
All right, thank you so, so very much. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and it is definitely a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege to wake up and greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Mindful Monday. I pray that you all had a great, great week and a great weekend, a super fantastic weekend, as our founder, Dr. PK, would say. And now we're getting ready to start into another week. I am definitely excited about this day because truly it begins a new chapter for me this weekend. I celebrated my 48th birthday, and so I am excited what God has shown me and where he's getting ready to take me to. So on behalf of our founders here on the Master Car, Ambassador Dr. PK Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. See, every day when you call into this number, you call in so that your life can be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master. And so I want to thank my sister Brenda Terrell for giving us our tag, Mindful Monday, today, and also opening us up here in prayer. Some things have changed here on the Master's Call, and I just want to make sure that all of you have this information. We currently have a new and greater website, and so let me give you that information. Our new website that we have, it's called the Master's Call, no longer the Master's Morning Call. It's always been the Master's Call, so it's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, without the apostrophe, themasterscall.net. And if you would like to send an email with prayer requests, with praise reports, or with questions, or with anything, then our new email address for the Master's Call is info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And we definitely will respond to you. Just want to give you some information and put this on your calendar as a save the date. If you are anywhere close to Houston, Texas, you want to make sure that you are at the artist. I'm going to say this is a fashion show beyond fashion shows because we will be revealing 20 new artist garments on April the 5th, 2014 in Houston, Texas. Check your back office or get with the person who invited you to this call who is associated with Artist International so that they can give you information on what this fashion show is going to be all about. You do not want to miss this. You want to make sure that you're there. Every day immediately following this call, we go ahead and head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 5395, pound. And also, the recording or playback number for this call, the master's call, is 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677, pound. So I hope you will avail yourself to the announcement. And at this time, it is time to go ahead and hear what thus says the word of the Lord from our empowerment speaker that is coming to the forefront this morning. So let me just tell you a little bit about who she is. Minister Jonah Stout is a wife, mother, and grandmother, yet importantly, a woman of God. She is the founder of Healing Humanity. Jonah is the proud bearer of change and transformation and called to bring integrity, health, and wealth back to the body of Christ in the marketplace. A successful entrepreneur, her passion for providing proven solutions to the growing financial needs of the marketplace and kingdom fuels her dream and vision. With an international kingdom presence, she has business and ministry partners and clients across the U.S., Europe, Africa, the United Kingdom, the Caribbean, and Australia. She shares a life-changing health and financial empowerment system, which is restoring lives and legacies across the world. Stepping into her purpose as an empowerment empress, spreading her mission statement, when you empower the people, you empower vision. And you can actually go online to her website at www.jonahstout.com to get more information about this amazing woman of God. So at this time, it is a privilege, pleasure, and honor to bring to you this morning none other than our speaker for this mighty, mindful Monday, Minister Jonah Stout. Minister Jonah Stout, are you out there this morning?
I am here this morning. Minister Tiffany, how are you?
I am amazing, and so are you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Good morning, TMC family. It is a pleasure to be with you again, February. We're going to continue on with our series of representing God well. Like Minister Tiffany said, my name is Jonah Stout. I live in Humble, Texas, a few minutes north of Houston. I just want to give honor to the founders of this call, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for connecting with the God in me, and I love you guys very much, so thank you. I'm also grateful and want to recognize those of you that have volunteered your time to serve on this call, so thank you again. And so to all of the leaders on this line, I got a chance to hear a few of you chime in. Thank you so much for whatever connection you and I have made and your prayers. And God opening up doors for us as a ministry and what he has purposed and called us to do. So we're going to get to this. Representing God well really comes out of, it really is the foundation and the purpose of our mission and our ministry and what God has called not only myself, but now we're finding out and discovering something that my husband and I are called to do together. And it's because of the representation that we've seen over the years from the body of Christ that in some cases did not represent God well. So today what we're going to talk about in representing God well is in the area of integrity. One thing that I discovered in my prayer time, and I believe I mentioned this last month, was God planted something in my spirit, and I had to write it down. I've got it here on my wall, and it says, at the core of who I am is the image he created me to be, and that is an image of himself. If I know him, I should know me and what I look like, how I operate. And I want to talk about integrity this morning. And so I guess the way this would read would be representing God well, the series, and integrity matters. I want to tell you a little story. In 1888, Alfred Nobel got to read his own obituary. You say, that's kind of strange. Well, his brother Ludwig died, and the press made a mistake on the obituary, and they put his information out instead of his brother's. And so he got a chance to read his own obituary, but in the obituary, it tagged him as the merchant of death. He basically had the ownership of 334 patents. He was an incredible inventor. He invented the dynamite. It was intended to be used in mines, et cetera, and for the good, you know, but in the wrong hands, of course, you know, what can happen. And so therefore he was tagged the Merchant of Death, and that's where he got that name from. And so he set out, he had the opportunity, and not all of us get that opportunity, but, you know, people with near-death experiences usually come back and say, I'm going to do things differently or whatever. So that's kind of what he did after this situation. And so he set out to rewrite his own life's obituary. So on November 27, 1925, he took his complete net worth, $9 million at that time, equivalent to about maybe $250 million or so today, to challenge people to a higher level of living and to make our world a better place. He set up that foundation that now many people aspire to win, called the Nobel Peace Prize. He basically wanted his name to represent something. He wanted his reputation to represent something good and not what it was. So he set out to rewrite his life history. Your integrity is your legacy. Your integrity is your destiny. So again, we're talking about integrity matters this morning. Integrity comes from the root word integer, which means whole number. A person with integrity is a whole person. So when someone is operating in a lack of integrity, you are not getting all of them. Integrity is all or nothing. You're standing up for what you believe. When we compromise integrity, we leave no room for divine intervention. Let's talk about something. The King Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible, and some of you will know this from even being in Sunday school about the three Hebrew boys, he built this image of himself and threatened the people that if they didn't bow, of course, there would be consequences and so forth. But the three Hebrew boys had, if they had bowed to the king in that instance, they basically stood up for what they believed, but if they had bowed to the king, then man would have become their savior and not God. But their integrity in what they believed was at stake, and they stood for what they believed. Their life would have been saved, but their credibility and their integrity lost. They would have been delivered from and not through the fire. There are some things, if you want to keep your integrity intact, you are going to have to go through. We can justify a lot of things, and yet rationalization usually ignores God's revelation. Integrity ultimately became their life, and some would even say their fire insurance, to bow or not to bow. Proverbs 28:6 says, better is the poor that walketh in uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he may be rich. That's the King James Version. When you violate your conscience, you violate your integrity. We'd rather be delivered from something rather than through something. We're always looking for a bypass from something or a way out. I don't know why that is, because we just don't want to go through. But for the Hebrew boys, this was not about great faith, because they said, we don't know if God is going to save us or not. They were just willing to stand on what they believed and what was right. But we would not give up our integrity on this matter. When God sees someone not jeopardize their stand or integrity, it gets his attention. We still have idols today, and I want you to think about that as we're discussing this topic this morning, because there are a lot of things that the body of Christ is bowing to, okay, without going into, you know, specific details. But we still have idols today. They just look a little differently. Don't bow down. Don't bow down. Opportunities are presented to us in various ways to bow, and as a body of Christ, we've got to take a stand. It is not an opportunity if it is going to cost you your integrity. You know, sometimes opportunities are presented to us in various ways to bow, but it's not an opportunity if it's going to cost you your integrity. It has now become a test. It was their integrity that allowed them to find favor with God. So who would you rather offend, God or man? You can't have it both ways. When we compromise our integrity, we put our reputation at risk. You are now on your own, but if not, and you decide to take a stand and stand for what is right, God's got your back. Jesus becomes your advocate. He has your back. If we don't give the enemy a foothold, God won't let him touch a hair on our heads. Like the Hebrew boys, your integrity may not keep you from being thrown into the fire, but it will keep you from being burned, nor will you smell like smoke. And those that bound them got burned. So what does that mean? That means any limitations or anything that may have bound you in this situation, God will make sure it gets burned off. The fire burned off their limitations or what was holding on to them. They moved up in authority. It even convicted the people around them. God will make a dramatic appearance when you stand up in integrity. They were free to worship, and even their captive had to acknowledge their God. He said, I put three in the fire, but I see four, and that fourth looks like the Son of God. But guess what? Only three came out of the fire, guys, which means that if you are thrown into the fire today, Jesus is already there. He is still there. The king tried to even change their identity by changing their names. He had also been good to them, so it wasn't like he had been, you know, rude to them, but they just refused to bow. They made a conscious choice not to offend God and to keep their integrity intact. At times, you might wonder, why is it the more you prosper, the more you are promoted, the more you take a stand, you're going to offend some people, and we do. When people don't like you or you become a mirror to what they are not, they will take shots at you. So how do you handle pot shots being thrown your way or your integrity being challenged or you being asked to bow? Number one, you want to consider the source. Yes, we do need people and mentors in our life to critique us. We have the Holy Spirit, of course. But the Word of God says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. And so when someone is giving us or critiquing us or really calling us out on our stuff, and they're there for our good, it's like being pruned, and in the end, you will be more fruitful. But in these situations, when that's not happening, you know that's not where it's coming from. You have to consider the source. Number two, consider the content. If the charge against you is correct and on target, then what are you going to do? You're going to say, I needed that, thank you, and repent. But if not, then you may want to take a page out of my own book, and what I usually will do is forgive. Not always quickly, but forgive, release, and bless. I like to say bless their little coolest heart and move on. It all has to filter through Scripture and through the Word of God. A godly rebuke won't suck the life out of you. So that's one clue how you can know the spirit in which it was intended and how it comes across. Number three, never play the role of defense. There is no time to try and defend your position. Life is too short. God says, anyway, vengeance is his, so let's trust God. He's got our back. Because goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life, I know those two have my back. The truth will always come out in the end, and God always shows up, and he will show things openly. I love that about him. I'm going to live my life in such a way that will shut them up, so I'm not worried about it. Number four, forgetting what is behind and just press forward, forgetting those things that are behind and just move forward, knowing that God has got your back. If the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, then the fear of man is the beginning of foolishness. You can't be afraid of what people think. Jesus never tried to defend himself, but he did say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Your stand will cause others to profess their faith in God. And isn't that, at the end of the day, what we're called to do? You will quickly find out that manipulation and all of this defending and everything, when attacks come on you, that can be very exhausting. People's pride is the product of their own insecurity. If you have to put someone else down to become an idol, you are not whole, and we are not getting all of who God intended you to be. I'm going to leave you with this story. Bobby Jones, who was a golfer a long time ago in the U.S. Open golf tournament, he called a penalty on himself. No one saw anything, not his caddy, not the referee, no one. He told them that he accidentally touched the ball. It cost him one stroke, and in the end, he ended up losing the U.S. Open tournament by one stroke. Everyone began to compliment him on his integrity, and he said this, "You may as well congratulate me on not breaking into a bank. There is only one way to play this game, and that's with integrity. I did what was right." He then began to bring even more honor to the game. Some things are not worth winning if it costs you your integrity. All money is not good money. Nothing takes longer to build than a godly reputation and quicker to lose with one stroke of sin. So I'll end with this and turn this back over to you, Minister Tiffany. Your integrity is your legacy. Your integrity is your destiny. Take a stand and fight for it. Back over to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow. I am telling you, we certainly enjoyed that message today. I am so in agreement with you on the importance of integrity. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we are going to do things just a little bit different this morning. We thank you so much, Minister Jonah Stout. We love you over here in the TMC family, and we are so thankful that you take out of your busy schedule to come and share with us. At this time, we are going to recognize the fact that this is the weekend for Minister Tiffany Lauderdale's birthday. She cannot celebrate the whole month like me. She's not old enough yet, but we will give her the weekend. Excuse me. I'm drinking collagen coffee. And so at this time, I'm going to ask my son to come and give her a happy birthday song from the TMC family. I know nobody who can sing it like he can. Will my own platinum president, diamond president, Reggie Flanagan, come and sing and serenade our own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale this morning?
Wow. Can you hear me, Mother P.K. Roberts?
I can hear you loud and clear, son.
Thank you very much. Hey there, Miss Tiffany Lauderdale, our lady for today. I want to sing happy birthday to just for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Lady Tiffany. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
ooh,
lady.
Ooh,
Tiffany.
I can hear that every single day. I tell you, you have a beautiful voice, and we thank you so much for that. And at this time, we have just about two representatives that we are going to bring forth to say happy birthday to you. Minister Kai is coming, and Minister Bonita, and I am looking for our prayer general, Minister Robin, to come. So in that order, I have Minister Kai, would you please come, and Minister Bonita.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. My dear, darling sister Tiffany, you know from the bottom of my heart that I love you and that our friendship has just been such a blessing to me, and God has used you to help me grow into the woman he desires me to be. So I could not be more honored by coming forth to wish you God's best birthday for you, what he desires for you, what he wants for you, because he loves and values you more than you can imagine. I love you, my sister. I truly and sincerely wish you the happiest of God's birthdays. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Minister Bonita, are you there? You are open. All righty. Let me see. Who is the other one? Okay, Marie Preston. Let me open our Mother Marie, Platinum President Marie Preston will come and give her birthday wishes to you, Miss Tiffany. Marie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, ma'am, I can.
Well, good morning, our ambassador to our artist family. I want to say happy, happy birthday to you, Tiffany. Out there, my lover. I love you, honey. Well, I wish you many, many more, and you go out there and have a great day today and all the rest of the week, honey. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Platinum President Marie Preston, our spiritual advisor, for real. She can pray you all. She doesn't do a lot on the call, but she surely does pray for us and give us good advice when we call up on her, and we thank God for her. We thank God for you, Tiffany. You know that I have so many wonderful things that I could say about you, but I just want to say to you this morning that we, the artist family, the master's call, but all of us, we love and appreciate you for what you do for us. and we thank God for you. And, you know, I called you twice. I wanted to make sure. I called you the day before and the day after and the day and yesterday you didn't answer. And so I just want you to know that I appreciate you so much in everything that you do for us. At this time, our prayer general, Minister Robin, is coming to bring birthday wishes, and then we are going to allow you to come back and close us out. How about that? You do the prayer, and then Minister Jonas Stout will have the benediction. Okay?
Minister Robin? I am here. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You have the floor.
Happy birthday, precious one. On behalf of myself and the entire team, we honor you, we love you, we bless you, and we say God has a person that he can trust. He has a woman of God who is victorious. He has a woman of God who is faithful. He has a woman of God who is terrific. He has a woman of God who is going places for the kingdom of God. She is doing exactly what he has called her to do. You continue, precious Tiffany. You continue walking because your steps are ordered by him. We love you. We celebrate you. We pray for you. We rejoice with you because you are doing what your God has called you to do. Enjoy your day, sweet, sweet Tiffany. Love you much.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful words. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. At this time, we knew that many of you would want to do what we're doing, but I selected just a few because of the time restraint and the fact that I really do have to get on the other call all this week. And I ask that you guys come over and join me. Today is going to be an absolute super fantastic day over on the motivational call. We have a very special guest, and I encourage you to invite somebody else to come. Tiffany, well, you can come back in the queue now. I know I muted you right out because I did not want to spoil our surprise for you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And
I love you, Tiffany.
I love you so much more. And I thank you, my TMC family and my artist family, for your birthday greetings. And definitely I love each and every single one of you more. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, here we are, your children. We come seeking you first in your righteousness and your kingdom, O God. And we praise you and we thank you for the things that you will add unto us. We command the morning to line up and open up unto us the plans, the purpose, and the provision that you would have for us in this day. Allow your will to be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, you are our strength. You are our song. You are our salvation, and we will praise you every day, oh God. So right now, I just thank you for the master's call. I thank you for Minister Jonas Stout that you spoke to us about integrity matters, God. I pray that you would just increase in her, Father, as she has poured into us this morning, Father. And I thank you for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice. I pray that you would continue to do greater and new things in them. I speak deliverance on the line this morning. I speak healing on the line this morning. Father, I pray right now that your will be done, oh God. I lift up right now to you Trey today. I lift up Ray to you. I lift up Joni. And I lift up the elite ladies of expression, oh God. I lift up Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK and the Diaz de Leon family, Papa Diaz de Leon and Mama Diaz de Leon and Elvia and Antonio, all the sons, Father God, the grandchildren right now, Artist International Corporate Office. I lift them up to you right now, Father, and I decree and declare on the line this morning that no weapon, which is formed, shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every single one of us this day as we walk out in the greatness, as we walk out being mindful, as we walk out being mighty, as we walk out being anointed, as we walk out into this dark world and be the light. we will do this in your name, God, because you said that you would never leave us or forsake us. So we take you along with us because we love you. We honor you and we praise you and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember the replay for this number, this call, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code, 957-677-PAL. Minister Jonas Powell, please come and give us our benediction for this morning.
Thank you, and happy birthday, Tiffany. May God continue to bless you. We call forth every individual and resource assigned to assist us in the fulfillment of our kingdom assignment during this season. We attract only things, thoughts, people, and resources suitable to undergird and facilitate God's original plan and purpose for our lives. And remember, your integrity is your legacy. Your integrity is your destiny. Take a stand and fight for it. Have an incredible day. In Jesus' name, God bless.